The three collages on the back wall refer to one of the most important explorations of the Mississippi River. In 1832, Henry Rowe Schoolcraft led an expedition up the river to vaccinate members of the American Indian tribes living there and locate the source of the Mississippi River. The collage on the very left, titled Houghton's Lost Notebook, refers to the diaries kept by Douglas Houghton, the expedition's surgeon and natural historian. He recorded more than 200 plants in a 7-volume set of diaries. Unfortunately, all but one was lost in a fire in 1956. In this work, Liz Ward imagines what Houghton's illustrations may have looked like. Represented in the center collage, they encountered what Schoolcraft called the Falls of Pecogama. Eventually, they reached the headwaters of the river at Lake Itasca. Google Itasca State Park webcam to see a live video feed of the actual spot where the river leaves the lake. On your right, you'll see the Presbyterian minister, William Thurston Boutwell. An apotheosis is the peak or culmination of something. Here we can see silhouettes of a woman and child that might represent his wife and children. The black object in the center of the collage is the remnant of a French street artist's paper cutout of a portrait, which is the same technique Liz Ward used for the silhouettes of the woman and child.